Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watt at Jack Watts Live, broadcasting to you from Midtown Atlanta, from the We Believe Tower, overlooking majestic Buckhead. All right, we have a lot of stuff to talk about today, and I want to get right to it. First of all, before we start talking about American politics, I want to make a little mention about something that is happening in Nigeria and in other parts of the world. One of the things that I have done is I've worked for persecution.org. Which is a Christian ministry in the Washington area, and they specifically take a look at Christians who are being persecuted for their beliefs worldwide. And there's so much in our society about, you know, tolerance should, you know, everything is, everybody's wonderful. We see these bumper stickers that they coexist with all of the symbols of different religions, and isn't this wonderful? And kumbaya, and it doesn't work in most places. And I'm going to tell you about a place that it didn't work in the last 24 hours, Nigeria. Christian Concern, which is the sponsor of persecution.org, has learned that members of Nigeria's radical Islamic group, Boko Haram, remember that, folks, you're going to hear about this in the future, Boko Haram, it's not as powerful as Al-Qaeda or anything like it, but in Africa, sub-equatorial Africa, it's big. Boko Haram. They carried out separate attacks on two churches yesterday during worship services in northern Nigeria, killing at least one and wounding 40 others. Following the attacks, the Islamists vowed to continue their killing campaign until they succeed in establishing an Islamic state in Nigeria. Specifically, a member of Boko Haram drove a car into Christ's Chosen Church in the city of Jos and detonated a suicide bomb that demolished the church, wounding 40 parishioners. In another attack, three members of Boko Haram opened fire on a church in a town in Bu, killing at least one Christian and wounding three others. Here's what the leader of Abu Akka, Boko Haram spokesman, said in a telephone interview. Quote, "The Nigerian state and Christians are our enemies, and we will be launching attacks on the Nigerian state and its security apparatus as well as churches until we achieve our goal of establishing as in an Islamic state in place of the secular state. That's their specific stated goal, is to destroy the state and specifically Christian churches to create Sharia law. In America, there is growing temperament to allow Sharia law in different places, and believe me, it is not something that we want. Now, before, this is some really powerful stuff, and yet, in our nation, right now, there are some other things that are going on, and I want to bring up one thing specifically. Eric Holder and the Fast and Furious scandal. Eric Holder is the Attorney General of the United States of America. Do you know what that makes him? That makes him the number one man in America for upholding the law. He is our chief law enforcement officer, numero uno, number one. If it was in the Army, it would be like Dwight Eisenhower as General of the Army on the Allied Expeditionary Force in Europe, or MacArthur in the Pacific, numero uno. This is Eric Holder. When asked specifically, not asked, when subpoenaed, he has slow walked and obstructed justice to the point where the House Oversight Committee, led by Chairman Daryl Issa, will vote to hold Attorney General Eric Holder in contempt over the Fast and Furious stonewalling. This vote will come on June 20th. Here's what Chairman Issa said. I'm going to say this just before we have our first guest. For over a year and a half, the House Oversight Committee, in conjunction with Senator Chuck Grassley, has conducted a joint investigation of reckless conduct in Operation Fast and Furious. With the support of House leadership, the Republican conference, and even some Democratic members who have expressed concern over the White House, over justices' failure to cooperate, the investigation has yielded significant results nonetheless. The Attorney General is stonewalling, and I want to know what you think that he should do about that. What should happen? Let's see if our first guest has anything on this. Hello, this is Jack Watts at Jack Watts Live. You are on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Are you on the... Yes, this is Jack Watts at Jack Watts Live. You're on the air speaking to America and worldwide on We Believe Why. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
I think that Eric Holder... Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
I think that Eric Holder should definitely be held in contempt. I mean, it's just hard to believe that he is actually he is our justice, and this is how he's reacting to Congress. This just doesn't make any sense.
Well, these things don't happen often. It's detestable. Now, one of the things that could happen would be for the President of the United States to say, this is privileged information, and that would stop the whole thing, or at least it could, by invoking executive privilege, and that means that the Congress would not have the ability to get to him. Why do you think that President Obama is reluctant to do that?
Because he's running for office again, and this is something that looks extremely suspicious to everyone, and he doesn't want to put himself in the middle of this whole thing. He's willing to let Eric Holder be thrown to the wolves.
Well, I'd say that's exactly correct. If he did that, what looks suspicious would be confirmed as you're hiding something and we know it. Now, historically, this is what Richard Nixon
tried. Don't you think Mitt Romney would jump all over this too? I mean, this is something that is definitely I just can't see the president getting himself involved, because he just doesn't want this as fodder for the Republicans' interest. I'm an independent, and I can't wait to get him out of office, because I just don't believe that he's done anything for us. And now all of a sudden, the person that he made to be the head of the Justice Department is in contempt of Congress. What's going on here?
It's awful. It's absolutely reprehensible. And it is a scandal that has the potential of being as great as Watergate. Because let me just mention this. When Richard Nixon tried to obstruct justice in the Watergate break-in for the cover-up of it, which is really the same thing that's at issue here, it isn't. It's the cover-up that's the problem. They are not bringing the documents forward. The Congress has subpoenaed them, and they've produced less than 10% of what's been subpoenaed, and they're going slow, slow, slow in an attempt to...
Mr. Watts, can I interrupt you for a minute? Don't you think this is a little bit worse than Watergate? As I recollect, nobody was murdered in Watergate, but these guns have killed our own. This has gone way beyond what Watergate had to offer.
Well, yes, nobody died in Watergate, and the federal agent did die. So in that sense, it is worse. Potentially, Richard Nixon knew about the Watergate and was responsible for obstructing justice himself. That's why he... had to leave office. I don't know that Barack Obama has known anything about this, and we can't lay... The only thing you can lay at his feet is that he has an attorney general who is obstructing justice, and he is responsible for that. And, you know, but did he know, and when did he know it is, I just kind of doubt that. But I will say this. If he were to try and invoke presidential privilege, on executive privilege on this, it wouldn't be Mitt Romney who would be the person that would call this what it is. He would lose the media. The media has been more protective of Barack Obama than the Secret Service. But when it comes to obstruction of justice, I don't believe that even his most ardent liberal folks, not even somebody like George Stephanopoulos, would hang with him on this one. That would be just too much. So he's walking a very thin line of trying to slow walk this, to not have it impact what's going on. And yet that's not going to happen, because there's going to be a vote on the 20th, and it just isn't going to do them any good. He's going to be held in contempt of court, of Congress. And when that happens, it is not going to bode well for Eric Holder, the Obama administration. And when these things start coming out, Fast and Furious is going to be huge. At the same time, there's another scandal that's brewing that's even worse, in my estimation, and that's the leaks of classified documents that is being spearheaded by who? Dianne Feinstein. She is a powerful Democratic senator, and the Democrats are in control of the U.S. Senate. And to her credit, she is serving the nation well by saying, I want the truth. I want to know where this is coming from, and we're going to find out. It's a big deal. Are there other things that you have that you want to talk about before I take my next caller, sir?
No, I appreciate all of the facts that you brought forward, but it seems to me, though, in both of these cases, if the president doesn't know what's going on, then what kind of a president is he, that he isn't spearheading all of these things? Of course he is. Who's kidding who? This guy is guilty as charged, and we've got to get him out of there. Thank you very much, Mr. Watts. I appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you so much. Well, at bare minimum, this whole thing about transparency is certainly not what we're seeing from the Obama administration, is it? All right, here's our next caller. Good afternoon. This is Jack Watts at Jack Watts Live. Hello?
Hey, Jack.
Yes.
Hey, I didn't know if it was me on the phone or not. This is Gray. How are you?
Gray, how are you doing today? Thank you so much for calling in as we broadcast live to America and worldwide on Blog Radio.
I think what you're doing is great. And I just looked at your website that you posted on the Real Clear Politics with regards to mapping out the electoral votes for the 2012 election. And can you comment for a minute on some of the toss-up states?
Oh, I loved it. Playing with the electoral map.
You've got 102 toss-up states in here, including Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Virginia. All of which, I see more leaning toward Obama than I do Romney.
Well, let's go through these one by one. I had originally Wisconsin leaning Obama, as do most of the polls. Once the Scott Walker deal came through, and I took a look that one third of the union households in the state of Wisconsin voted for the governor to stay in office, even though it wasn't in their own economic best interest. Let me think that Wisconsin is in play. They had a $3.5 billion debt that the governor turned into a surplus in 2 years, and their unemployment is close to a point less than the national average, even though it's an industrial state, essentially. The guy has been doing a good job. He's tough, but he's put some of these people in their place, and he essentially has said to the people in Wisconsin, we are not going to be like Greece. We're not going to be like California. We're going to be fiscally responsible. And in so doing, we are going to make this a state that works. And he's
well, but you know what? You know what? I mean, we've got Obama that was totally absent during the recall process over there. So, and we probably know that he knew going into it that that was a no-win situation. But here we have this guy, and I know most of the people that are listening probably on the same song sheet in terms of political leanings, but here we have this guy that Obama that says some of the most idiotic things, has absolutely nothing on his radar in terms of positive growth for America, except for maybe adding some government employees. And then on top of that, has just created some huge blunders in terms of things like the stimulus and other things. And now we're on the precipice of economic disaster, according to some of the pundits that are out there that are saying that 2013 and 2014 are going to be awful because the election is going to be over. So all the election mumbo-jumbo aside, I have to wonder, these people in these states are not stupid. What is it that they see, and this is my real question, what is it that they see that motivates them to go to the polls and keep this man in office?
Well, what motivates a lot of people, Gray, is that they don't have any skin in the game. You've got half the people in America that don't pay any taxes at all. The other half are paying not just for their own taxes, but for the people who are not paying and are not part of the process. The people who are not paying are getting, quote, free stuff. As dependency increases in America, those are the people that have a vested interest in keeping the guy in there who's giving them free stuff. We have a president right now. When he took office, your part of the national debt was about $30,000. Now it's over $50,000. That's for you personally. And your children, it would be the same thing, but in essence, theirs is really more because their years of earning are substantially greater than yours for what you've got left. And it's all in an effort to keep Barack Hussein Obama in office. Now, going back to the electoral map, I have put changed just here. Ohio has been a toss-up state, as has Virginia, kind of all the way along. I have just today put Michigan and Pennsylvania into the toss-up category because of recent polls that have put them as places that are in play. Now, by so doing, that means that the states that are for Obama, that are safe and likely for him, add up to 201. The states that are safe or likely for Romney, I have a 235, and the toss-up at 102 electoral votes. So the key will be Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Virginia, maybe Iowa, Colorado, and Nevada. I have Florida as leaning towards Romney. It is a toss-up state for many people, but Floridians are not going to vote for Obama this time. There have just been too many things that have happened, and it's just not it's not in the cards, and the momentum is going solidly against him. He doesn't have anything that's going positive right now.
I liked your comment about comparing this to the 1980 election where Jimmy Carter was actually neck and neck with Ronald Reagan. And then, of course, Reagan completely obliterated him in the election.
He absolutely blew him out as people started paying attention to at that time. And I remember it so well. It was I was in graduate school in a PhD program at Emory, and here in the home state of Georgia for Carter, and everybody was just totally in love with Jimmy Carter. in academia, and particularly at Emory, where he ended up having his office. And when he was defeated, his office in the library was one floor above my dissertation, Carol, where I was working on my PhD. And I would see him with the Secret Service walk in and out every day. And it was, it was just wonderful to see him there in Atlanta and not in Washington, and for our country to be on the mend. The reason that Jimmy Carter lost, number one, inflation. Number two, high interest rates. Number three, high unemployment rates. And fourth, our nation was held hostage by Ayatollah Khomeini, and we were humiliated in world affairs because we didn't even have a helicopter that would work. He had so badly dismantled the military. And
yeah,
this is the same thing with Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah, yeah. Conversely,
it seems like the reason he was elected, Jimmy Carter was elected in the first place, is because the country at the time was starved for honest politicians, and they were sickened by everything that was going on with Watergate. They were upset with Gerald Ford for having pardoned him at the time. But even then, Jimmy Carter barely beat Gerald Ford in the 1976 election, and that was despite everything that the Republicans at the time were doing that was total counterproductive to getting President Ford reelected. Not to mention that Ford was the only president that was never elected, but having been appointed vice president by Nixon and then subsequently assuming the presidency. But at the same time, I think what we have here is an opportunity for a potential landslide at the end. I don't think it'll be near what Reagan did in 1980 or 84, but I think Romney could exceed 300 electoral votes before it's over with.
I do too. I think that it could even be better than I think that you're going to be surprised at on election day in the same way that they were surprised in Wisconsin. Well, this is going to be a real narrow vote here. It's, will Scott Walker be able to remain in office? The polls for him are looking pretty good. But, you never know. And he won a substantial victory. And the reason is the people who pay their bills, the people who make the money, the people who pay their taxes, vote. People that get free stuff like to sit on the couch and watch TV, and they don't pay attention, and they are so dependent, they lack the character. Maybe that's too strong. Nope, it isn't too strong. They lack the character and the conviction to be participants in being a citizen, so they don't go, and it's tough. And let me just say this. Two things can make this even worse for Obama. This Fast and Furious, this is a scandal that isn't going away, and it may be dwarfed by the one that Dianne Feinstein is heading up, trying to ensure that the American way of life is protected and not leaked from the White House. And this one is something that goes straight into the Oval Office, and it is potentially devastating, particularly because it's being headed up by a Democrat who just happens to be a patriot. Thank God for her today.
Well, thank goodness for that. But let's hope that we get this out in the open by this summer, so that it has time to grow legs by November. Otherwise, it's going to be like Watergate, where it was discovered, but that it really didn't grow legs until after the election. And if you recall, Nixon won his reelection by a landslide, also in 1972, I guess. And
listen,
but then,
Greg, I'm going to have to run. Our time is up, and I want to say God bless you and God bless the United States of America. Have a great
day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.